Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours. Hello, I love you, won't you tell me your name? Welcome back to the Talking Yanks pregame show. Myself, Jake Storielli, and big baby David Mendelsohn on the ones and twos. As the Yankees getting lost in this trade deadline, they had the massive day yesterday. Joey Gallo traded today. We still have 2.5 hours of deadline?
2:39.
So
hours to minutes.
We'll see if there's any funny business. I just saw Heyman. The Yankees are probably out on Rodon. If any of that happens, you guys know we will be around for it. As for now, there's something else going on that was actually pretty cool last night. The Yanks just owned the Mariners. That was awesome, man. Marco Gonzalez just didn't have enough smoke for the Yankees yesterday. Aaron Judge, home run and a double off the wall. My goodness. Rizzo hit the piss out of one. Jose Trevino, 2-homer game against a team that's become one of the top 4 powers in the American League so far. So, hopefully the fun continues tonight. Mariners are without Julio Rodriguez, their best pitcher. Marco Gonzalez is probably the last guy in their rotation. Domingo Germán is no longer in our rotation. Or no, that's actually funny business. We're
nothing's
gonna have to,
happened yet, right?
We're going to talk about that in the recap episode tomorrow because he's out of options. When they called him up, I forget who tweeted it out. I think it was Curry.
He can't be sent back
he's
down.
Done. He's out of options. So that's a developing story in Yankee land that I'm sure we will be covering in the next 2 days somehow. But the Yankees, a fun one last night. They went up big early. They dominated. The bullpen did their job. So we head into today where the Yankees face the Mariners again. They will face Logan Gilbert, really good young pitcher. I like him a lot. Buckle up for him. Or let's hit him all over the yard. And the crew that'll try to do that is your leadoff hitter, DJ LeMahieu, playing second base. Judgy gets a DH day. Support those at this point, right?
Yeah, DH day while Stanton's out.
Sure. Rizzo at first base. Matt Carpenter playing right field. Josh Donaldson at third base, hitting fifth as the Yankees still try to spark him. Benintendi playing left field, hitting sixth. Jose Trevino, one of last night's heroes, hitting seventh, catching. Isaiah Kiner-Falefa at shortstop, hitting eighth. And Aaron Hicks in the 9-hole as he's in a little skid right now, trying to flip the lineup. If you don't know, Joey Gallo has been traded, so he's not on the team. So there should be a roster move.
There's got to be something, right?
Or and you have to have a certain amount of hitters?
Yeah, let's see where they're at. Roster Resource has the Gallo not being on the team thing, and I think they need to replace him with a position player. So it's not going to be just a clean, like, Efros is activated.
And they just Gallo's didn't spot. They just send down LoCastro, which means you can't just call him back up unless there's injury.
I don't think trade's like an exception there.
So we may be seeing a Miguel Andujar. We may be seeing a Florial. I don't even want to let myself say the OP name, but expect a transaction to come from that out of the New York Yankees. Also, Carlos Espinal is on the team. Is he going to become a trivia question? Because
he was not on in your book prior to yesterday,
no.
right? just double checking.
Which means
like he's just a body while they're waiting for the guys, right? And Curry noted yesterday he has his options and all that, so.
Okay, so yeah. Yeah, we'll see what happens there. Jameson Taillon returns to the bump. He had a bit of a bumpy stretch for a little while there, was not looking sharp. Now two of his last three starts have been good. He faces the Mariners at home. His good starts were against Boston and Kansas City. A meh to bad start against Baltimore. 2.2, two earned runs, so the ERA doesn't really get hurt there. And then before that, he was in his really rough, like, four-start stretch. So the ERA is at 3.72. Would love if last start was a stepping stone, and if he could get a nice start against the Seattle Mariners, that would be he needs to keep going in that direction other than the other direction.
He needs to kind of be at least that again.
Yes.
Then you can start feeling good about him again, because he was good.
He was good. I think we can jump. So the bench for this game is currently Marwin, Higgy, and Glaber. How about that? So Glaber, in theory, gets an off day, and we'll see if they add another member to the bench before the game. Your pitching path to victory. It is August. Taillon hasn't been sharp of late, so maybe we do a 5- and 6-inning plan. Although, if he could have a big night, you know, the bullpen still needs it. Johnny Lasagna and Wandy Peralta are out tonight.
Have to be.
There's also a good chance Chappie would be out. He's pitched in 3 out of 4. No big bullet days. It's a 12 off day, 13-9. Can't fully rule it out. Disco Ron Marinaccio pitched back-to-back days. I will rule him out. The question is going to be, is Scott Efros in uniform tonight? I believe he's going to be. The Yankees have alluded to that multiple times.
He at least has, like, a nameplate on the locker and everything.
They haven't. They've been pretty hesitant around Frankie Montas and Trevino. So Lou Trevino, the pitcher. I'm going to assume they're not in uniform tonight. That's just an assumption. We will see.
Can be wrong, but
let's assume, for the fun of it, that Efros is on the team tonight. That would be an inning. And I think hasn't
appeared in the game since Friday.
That very well could be your 8th inning guy tonight. How fun would that be? Clay Holmes, after the off day, he would be your closer. So there's 2 innings. I would look at Albert Abreu. Albert Abreu did not pitch yesterday. His Yankee stats are actually very good. It's been a popular topic in the office. And I think Litke is available too. So I think you're looking at Taillon to either a Litke chunk or an Albert Abreu chunk. They'd love to get 1.1, 1.2 out of either one of those guys. And then I think you're looking at Efros Holmes. Kind of makes sense.
And I think the Yankees are hoping for at least 4 runs, being 4 runs up, and can do Espinal for an inning or two, assuming that he's not a lateral move for somebody before now in the game. I think if he's active tonight, they probably find a way to use him.
Yeah.
But especially if there's a gap.
Trevino hasn't pitched since Friday. So we will see if they're, keep Noti Gang on to see if there's any other updates to the roster, whether Trevino's added, what goes on with Carlos Espinal.
Someone get flipped.
Yeah, is there another late move by the Yankees? I don't know. So that's something to keep track of at home. Another thing to keep track of at home, it's America's favorite game with some scoring last night.
Homer draft, it's the Homer draft.
A little untraditional yesterday as the show got busted in on by the Worm Boy. But I think everyone got on the board, right?
Yeah.
You got
Jimmy and I got Judge.
You were Judge and Kiner.
Yeah.
If I remember correctly, he didn't. Kiner Falefa did not homer
did
yesterday.
Did not homer. I'm okay with it. I wouldn't have gone Trevino with the other pick.
Right.
So.
I was feeling good about Rizzo. He really rocked the rim last night. I don't know. Is there a first pick?
In theory, you were lined up for the first pick yesterday. Jimmy half hijacked it.
How
if you
this?
Want the first pick, you may have it.
Here's what I'm going to do. Logan Gilbert, tough matchup. I will go Carpenter Judge.
Bang.
Dang.
That's how you homer. I was eyeing Matt Carpenter.
I bet. There was another guy I was considering, but Matt Carpenter's really good.
I will take Anthony Rizzo.
Okay.
And DJ.
Okay. Okay. I thought...
Kind of just a weird crop for a game, too.
The only wild card that I could have seen coming to the mix was Benny. I think we might we're sneaking up on Benny Bomb season.
He's sort of my, I guess so. He's sort of my what to watch for. I'm not premoing I need a real hit soon.
Right.
I'm not upset with anything he's done so far. He's walking a ton. The at-bats are fairly lengthy. Anecdotally, I don't know if the numbers back that up. Defenses, whatever.
Swung through a couple pitches that it looked like he was going to get.
Yeah.
Last night, but he didn't.
I just need a real hit.
It's one game, it's baseball. One game, baseball. Dodgers are paying Gallo's salary, huh?
Taking that.
Dodgers will pay the close to $4 million left on Gallo's salary. I mean, is that just Hal and the Yankees, or is there more going on?
And they gave a half real prospect for him too.
I mean, yes and no.
Like, yeah, 15.
Yes and no, but
it's not somebody who's not at all on the radar.
Yeah. I still feel like the Yankees got something slippery up their sleeve. We will see. We will see. Maybe they don't.
I haven't done or seen anybody else do the math on like where they're at luxury tax wise. Like, do they need Dodgers to eat that? I don't know what Montas makes.
I had my morning funny business tweet where I still think the Yanks have one more thing up their sleeve. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's big or little.
Keep tweeting triceratopsing.
Right.
That, like, oh, they're like still chatting about
Rodon.
We had
another trade deadline hot streak, and now it's cooled off for a little bit. That it's going to come back up 6 p.m., so we will see. We'll keep you posted either here or talking baseball if you're into that stuff. And the Homer Draft was brought to you by SeatGeek. Code PREGAME. Get $20 off your first time using SeatGeek. Go check out some of these new Yankees. Frankie Montas. Scott F. Ross. Lou Trevino. Andrew Benintendi. Go to SeatGeek. Go check it out there. The geeks with seats, that means they know what they're doing. They're smart. Someone tells you someone's a geek, they're smart. Super easy to use. I know how to use it. That's the John Boy Media Test. Go to SeatGeek. Code PREGAME. Matty Mass has just entered the room with a camera, which means he's going to ask me something. Luke Voit to the Nats.
Yeah. I'm seeing that.
Wow. How about that? That sucks for him.
Yeah. He's been swinging a good stick for a little bit now. Yeah. Like nothing crazy. I think he knows he's got more in the tank.
But. Which that clears up their DH spot, which means they're going to get JD Martinez.
They shedded Hosmer.
Okay. How about that? It's a Talking Yanks pregame show, Matty. Luke Voit left us. Still like him. Had good pop. Dirty pop. Luke Voit to Washington. Damn.
Yep. And Passan just did it.
They should flip him again. We will see. Trade deadline definition of funny business. We normally do an over-under. We didn't do that yesterday.
Yeah, I skipped it yesterday. It was 9, which would have been...
Push!
Was it a 5?
I think it was 7-2, right? Did I dream that?
6-2. Did they get a 7th at the end?
Let's see.
It's 6-2 for a while, right?
New York Yankees. I thought they got the insurance run. 7-2.
It was.
Yankees got one in the 8th.
Uh-huh.
That made
was that the Trevino second homer?
Yeesh. Off of Ryan Ookie Barookie, former Blue Jays talking Yanks legend. Over under today, Tyone. You expect him to be solid. Yankees have a little more pen. Logan Gilbert is good. I would assume they lower it to 8.5, if not 8.
It's 8.5.
Okay. Austin Riley, your NL player of the month. Pretty hungry. I'm going to eat some soon. You know what? I'm going to take the under. I think it's trade deadline day. A lot of distractions. Logan Gilbert's really good. I like Tyone continuing his bounce back. Mariners really don't want to lose this series. This series means a lot to them. Yankees playing at home. They still like defending the house. They've been crazy good at home. I say maybe a little... How about a 5-2? 5-2, Yanks, obviously.
Yeah, Logan Gilbert, I think, gave the Yankees the business a year ago and would love to do it again. He's having a really good year. Didn't end up on the All-Star team, which didn't really get talked about, I guess.
Mm.
A little surprising. I think I'm also on the under. Okay. I was trying to look at his game logs and see if he's been struggling lately, and comparatively, sure.
Mm.
But... still ERA in the 3s over his last 8 starts. It's not, and none of them egregiously bad.
Hey, no, it was a really sad part of the broadcast last night. Do you hear them talk about Kyle Lewis?
Maybe.
He apparently can't play the outfield back-to-back days because it hurts his knees so much.
I know he's had, like, injury stuff.
Yeah.
And I've known that, like, Roster Resource has been listing him as a DH.
Yeah, I feel awful. He tore his ACL in the same knee just weeks after Seattle selected him in the first round. Discomfort in 2018. He had another surgery to remove a bone fragment. So, weird stuff. Sad.
Yeah, only 14 games this year, and yeah, the bulk of them DH, 3 games in right field. He was a good center fielder his rookie year when he got...
And he
got rookie of the year.
He, like, missed a full year. He homered last night, so that was a... Okay, sorry about that, everyone.
I don't like that.
Yeah, rooting for him. What, you have a premonition?
A premonition. I can't say the Benintendi thing. I've not called. I wanted to get ahead. I'm trying to will it into existence. Ooh. It's what I saw. Just another Hicks tough pop-up.
Mm. Damn.
That's tough. I'm really hoping he breaks out of it.
Shoot.
It's kind of like not... I don't want that. It's what I saw, though.
That's tough. I also saw something at the bottom of the lineup. I have Trevino just missing a home run today.
I like that.
I don't know if it's a double off the wall or if it's just foul, but I have Trevino just missing a home run today.
Awesome. Not the Yankees, but Brandon Marsh from the Angels to the Phillies.
Thought I saw that. How about that? Brandon Marsh, a lot of facial hair. Oh, good
Phillies
for Philly.
Phillies missed out on Gallo.
Good for... He's still got a lot of control. What are they going to give them?
Yeah, he's like a...
He's 24.
And I guess I haven't looked at his numbers. I suppose I should have assumed they're bad.
They're not good.
The Angels.
It's not good. It's fabulous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess he didn't really hit last year either. It's kind of the same. Still.
Reds in serious discussions with Tyler Molly. Ooh. People, we got more trade deadline stuff. We're actually going live on Talking Baseball.
Less than an hour.
So would love to see you guys there. And then we'll see you tonight for the Yankees game. We'll see you tomorrow for the Yankees normal recap episode. If there's no other trades, we'll probably mix in the Gallo trade there. If something else happens, you're probably going to hear from us. So Thank you, guys. Go Yankees.
Check out Floorball.
Ball and Play 2 presented by DraftKings is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.